the number 2, thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, June 21st, 2011, the year of our Lord. And here we are, folks, June 21st, the first day of summer, the first day of a new season. So the question must be asked, what lies ahead? Well, based on what we have already observed, I can say with confidence that more weather changes are in store for this planet. More Earth change headlines. My friends, so much is happening right now on this planet. And as we get into the hot days of summer, which is officially beginning today, we're going to see a continuation of challenging days. The drought and the heat wave in the South continues. There are many states that are under exceptional drought right now in the South, Texas being one of them. They're very short of water. The temperatures are breaking records. And I'm going to talk about this in the second half of this program. In the first half of today's program, I'm going to be speaking to Darren Craddock of EnerHealth Botanicals, and he's going to share his thoughts on preparation. He's going to offer some suggestions of things to have on your to-do list, so you won't want to miss that. And on the second half of this program, I am going to be talking about the weather changes that are happening right now. These changes that are occurring are not casual. My friends, we are in a new season because the time on the divine watch of God tells us that we are in a new season. And the headlines on news reports reveal that we are in a new season. The grievous challenges that many people are talking about reveal and testify that we are in a new season. My friends, the season is here, and it's going to largely impact all of us. This season will require more than just an umbrella to guard from the rain. Because, my friends, how can a person guard themselves from rain that is going sideways and full of dreadful ingredients? How can a person guard themselves from rain that includes an ill wind? How can an umbrella guard a person from a dust storm, a sandstorm that wreaks havoc as it travels along the ground? These are the things that we are facing, my friends. Those of you that are regular listeners have heard me talk about earlier episodes that have visited the United States of America, the first Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, which brought dust pneumonia to the citizens of the Midwest. The Dust Bowl occurred in the early 1930s during the Depression. And here we are once again, my friends. The events of the day are now rhyming with the events of the past. That which has been shall once again occur again. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us these things. History rhymes with itself. And throughout history, we can look and see that when God judged the land with famine, the soil eroded. and the plants would wither and fade away because of the lack of rain, because famine had arrived. My friends, that's where we are right now. And every now and then when the news leaks out a portion of the truth, lately they have told us that there is flooding along the Mississippi in the Iowa and Missouri area. But one of the stories that is not on the national focus is the drought that has hit the Southwest. And my friends, did you know that there are some portions of Texas that have not received any measurable amount of rain for the entire year? So what's the remedy? Is the remedy to send an angry letter to the governor or an angry letter of protest to the White House? Is the remedy saying amen to Rush Limbaugh's nonsense or Anderson Cooper's commentary? My friends, I have a lot of newsworthy items that I'm going to share. We're going to talk about the events of challenge that are visiting the nation of the United States of America and the planet. So many events are happening and so many new events are now approaching. The mainstream media is not telling us the real news. So today on this program, I'm going to share information about what you need to know about. Folks, may I ask that you share this program with your friends and your loved ones? And for those of you that do not know, after this program airs live, it's available for download in several archives. You can go to Steve Quayle's website, and when you get onto his main news page, you'll see a link on the left of his page that says Survive to Thrive Archives, and you can click that link and find my messages. And it's also available on my website, watchmanscry.com. When you go to my website, go to the audio link on the left, and it'll open up a library of many Survive to Thrive messages. I've also included a link on the main page. There will be a description of the most recent program. You can click on that link and also go directly to the library. Feel free to share the program, copy it, download it, burn it. I invite you to share it. The clock is ticking, so we need to warn as many people as we can. There's a treasure of information on these programs. Every one of the Watchman's Cry programs that I place on this network have a lot of prayer behind them, and also they have a lot of research so that you can know what's going on. So glean from them, my friends. Glean from the information and ponder this information, and then I ask you to pray about it and then apply the information to your life. Because my main purpose on this program is to share truth in the midst of the dark lies with the goal of warning everyone that will listen. Before I move any further, I want to ask those of you that have subscribed to my messages if you received my Father's Day message in your email. Over the weekend, I wrote an article about Father's Day from a different perspective. It's located at my website, watchmanscry.com. By the way, I want to also mention this. If you have not subscribed to my articles and audio messages, and you also enjoy them, for those of you that want to be kept abreast of information and things that are happening, please subscribe to my articles and audio messages. You can go to my website at watchmanscry.com, and there's a link on the front page where you can subscribe to notifications on upcoming messages. But over the weekend, I wrote an article about Father's Day. I shared some things that have been on my heart about what's going on in the land of America. My friends, America is no longer the conservative moral lighthouse on this planet. The America of 20 or 30 years ago has changed to what we see now. And the residents of America have now changed. The culture has changed. When we put the moral barometer to what we are seeing in society, it is very evident that we are watching end times prophecy being fulfilled right now. The prophecies that told us in the last days, perilous times would come. Children would be haters of their parents. People would be lovers of themselves. Great evil would take over many people. The desires of carnal thinking would overtake the self-control of moral thinking. We're there, folks. So if you have a chance, please go read that article. Today, now more than ever, those of you that are parents, those of you that are mothers and fathers, you can attest that it's much harder today to raise young people and children, teenagers, because of all the temptation that they're facing. But my friends, in spite of that, the greatest calling that any of you can have as parents is the calling to train up and raise up a child in the way that they should go. That's the highest calling, my friends. Those of you that have children, those of you that have families, I just want to encourage you to not give up with your loved ones. If some of you have some children that are prodigals and away from God, just keep praying for them. Ask God to send the Holy Spirit to bring them back home, the lost sheep of the fold. So getting back to my messages, I have been blessed recently with a transcriber who's going to be helping me type up all of these audio messages here on the Survive to Thrive program. So as I start having them transcribed, I'm going to place them on my website, and I'm also going to be sending out a notification that it's ready. So for those of you that are on the run and perhaps you don't have the time to listen to every detail, or if you want to go back and find out some information that you had heard on a program, maybe it was information about the radiation or some of the nutritional remedies to fight radiation, these transcribes will help you to find those. So my friends, please go to my website, watchmanscry.com, and subscribe to the audio messages so that you can receive this information. The information that is shared here is vital to surviving and preparing and facing the challenges that are coming. On this program, we talk about the financial challenges that are going to be facing this nation, food challenges, nutritional challenges, preparation challenges, spiritual challenges. So this information is priceless, my friends. So please go to watchmanscry.com and subscribe to the notifications. All right, folks. Well, today I have our dear friend Darren Craddock of Inner Health Botanicals. So he's going to come on today and share some of his thoughts about health. Folks, glean from this information. So Darren, welcome to Watchman's Cry.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate having me on.
How are things going down there where are you? Colorado's the South?
We're all based in Colorado. I'm in Texas myself. I work remotely, as is now the coined term, and things have been going great up until yesterday. Our site has been under attack, and we're not sure if it's something we said on the radio show, if we've had a guest on that said something that upset somebody. I got an email from Hawk saying, well, when your site crashes and you've been under attack, you know you've stepped over the line, so who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, but anyway, if folks are trying to get in touch with us, you can please call us instead of going to the site until the site comes up. So the number is 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And we thank all of you out there who've got some emails back up. We managed to send an email blast out telling people what was happening. And we've had some emails back in saying folks are praying for us to get back up. So we want to just say thank you for your prayers. We really appreciate it.
Well, good. Okay. So if by the time this program is airing, or if someone's hearing it in the archives and they're still having a problem logging in, they can call that number that you mentioned to order products, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. The other thing I was going to ask you is you're in San Antonio, and I recently heard on the news that you guys down in Texas are under a dry spell, a drought?
You know, it seems like we need to swap weather. I hear you're getting loads of rain. We haven't had rain in such a long time that everything is going dry. I mean, it's really, really hot. We're having days of 98 to 100 degrees, and obviously everything's wilting.
Wow, and I hear that this is breaking some records in some of the areas, the dry spell?
Yes, it really is, the dry spell. I think the drought here is terrible. I think we've had this year 2 days of rain.
This year?
This year, 2 days of rain.
Whoa, that's incredible.
Yeah, and you know, we're on restrictions. You're only allowed to water your yard once a week with any kind of sprinklers or hose pipe or anything, but you can water by hand. You can only water up till 8 in the morning and after 8 at night. So those are the kind of restrictions we're under right now.
And you know, Darren, that brings up a good topic, and I don't want to deviate from the things you want to share, but of course on my program here, we talk about all of the events happening on the planet, on America, and some of them are earth changes and crazy weather, and I would say that this fits right into that category because it also results, the bottom line of bad weather or drought is crop failure or harvests that were unexpectedly very low or even non-existent, damaged harvests, etc. So this is going to affect the harvest this coming fall, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's going to affect the harvest. I mean, I go to farmers markets and the farmers send out an email before the market day saying what they're going to have. And the last few weeks they've been saying, you know, we have a few things, but we're having a hard time with watering because we're under restrictions too. And so crops are dwindling, and that's a big deal because you know, you look at the flooding that's taken place over the last few months and terrible weather, the hurricanes, tornadoes primarily, in the eastern part of the country. We've had situations such as, I believe, in Arkansas, which is the second biggest grower of rice in the country. They've had huge crop failures because of flooding.
Wow. I saw a video a few days ago where there was a sandstorm in a part of Arkansas. I don't know where it was, but...
Yeah, I heard about that too. Isn't that crazy? A sandstorm? My, oh my.
So because of all these things, Darren, a person can never be too ready or too prepared or, you know, what's next?
Well, did I send you that video, Nathan, on the volcanoes?
Yes, you did. The 10 or 12?
Yeah, I think it was like 12 in the last 3 months. There have been 12 volcanic eruptions, and the latest one in Chile, the Puyehue volcano, I believe is actually currently, right now, today, stopped flights out of Perth, Australia to various destinations, flights from Australia to New Zealand, Tasmania are down, flights to Argentina are down from Australia, and, so it kind of reminiscent of the debacle that took place, I believe it was last summer, if I remember rightly, in Iceland, the volcanic eruption there that slowed air travel throughout Europe for, you know, a good month and a half.
I remember that long name that most people couldn't pronounce, but it ended with Joe Cool. I remember that.
That was a long name, wasn't it? I never could pronounce it either.
Wow. So, you know, getting back to what is going to happen and what unexpected events are coming and how prepared can a person be? A person can never be too prepared, can they?
No, they really can't. I mean, I was, you know, thinking about that the other day. In fact, Steve Quayle is going to be on my show, I think it's going to be Wednesday, so effectively tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about preparedness on that show too, and Steve's got a lot of ideas to share. So folks, please do tune in to tomorrow's Wednesday night show, the 22nd. That's going to be a really important show also. But ultimately, we can prepare in many ways. And one of the most important is food and water, because at the end of the day, if you don't have food to eat and water to drink, you're in trouble. And what I find as I go out and look at what's available on the market is there's so many foods out there that are full of MSG, they're full of refined foods as far as packages, like storable food packages that you can already buy. MSG, lots of salt, lots of sugar, and I'm not saying salt is bad. Sugar is bad. Good salt is really important for you. You know, so having like the Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt are rich in minerals, and your body needs sodium. Certainly loads and loads and loads of ridiculous amounts of it, you know, but what is true is steer away from the normal table salt. It really is no good for you. The major difference between table salt and a high quality sea salt or Himalayan sea salt, that's a major difference. For example, in table salt, there are two minerals. If you're lucky, they may have put some iodine in it, but that's only just enough to prevent goiter. It will not give you enough iodine to feed the thyroid. And in a previous show, you know, you and I had discussed iodine as being such an important nutrient. In a Himalayan sea salt or a Celtic sea salt, you have 70-plus minerals present in the salt. So we're talking a majorly beneficial food to the body. And that distinguishes it from the table salt. So, like anything, no two products are created equal, even if they're just one ingredient, such as salt. You know, a table salt is detrimental. The Celtic sea salt or the Himalayan salt are beneficial.
So, what can happen if a person just uses regular table salt?
Well, it's the thing. You know, basically, a lot of people nowadays are talking, and have been for even a couple of decades, about too much sodium. Well, you can get too much sodium if the sodium is taken out of, I won't say out of solution, but out of context. It's good context is when it comes along with other minerals, because the other minerals buffer the sodium. They got, you know, sodium and potassium are the two minerals that create the pump that pumps fluids in and out of the cells, and thus pumping nutrients in and out of the cells. So you need both present in your salt. If you've got way too much sodium, that balance is thrown off. And so you have hypertension as a result of way too much sodium. And if you're salting your food with the equivalent of table salt, so any processed food is going to be salted with table salt. It's not going to be salted with Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt, which are through beneficial salts, as I mentioned before. And so you get an increase in sodium, but you know, most people are not getting enough potassium. So you get that imbalance in that sodium-potassium pump, and consequently you'll have too much water inside the cells or too much water outside of the cells, and you'll very often get blood pressure problems. And then they give you blood pressure medication, and a big part of that is because you've got the wrong kind of salt in your diet, and that's an easy fix.
So is the table salt that traditionally most Americans, you know, the Mortons that you find on the shelf, is that refined to the point where it really does all this damage?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So from the salt mines, they do something to it?
Well, they process it. They bleach it. And, you know, for example, give you white sugar, for example. I understand that they, up until recently, were still using lead to whiten the sugar. But it's got a different chemical name, of course, so that one of the biggest keys to good health, Nathan, is eating food that is as close to its natural source and its original form as possible. So if you are eating butter rather than margarine, and then if you take a step further and you make your own butter from raw milk and the fat from raw milk, you have a butter that's so much purer than the butter you'll get in the store. Margarine is really a non-food. It's something we shouldn't be consuming, and we should be very careful not to consume any foods that have hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated fats.
Isn't margarine one or two molecules away from plastic?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if you lay a tub of margarine and put it out in the kitchen, or put it even outside, nothing will eat it.
So if you don't want to eat it, you can polish your car with it.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you put butter outside, you'll have bugs over it pretty soon. And really, if the bugs eat it, it must be good for you, right? You just want to eat it before the bugs want to eat it.
I heard roaches won't eat certain foods that we eat.
Isn't that amazing?
So for the people taking notes right now, I would say one of the things to put on the list is to find some good stores of the kind of salt you mentioned. Can you mention those again?
Yeah, Celtic sea salt and Himalayan sea salt.
And where can most people find that?
You can find the Celtic sea salt and the Himalayan sea salt at most health food stores. And if you don't have one near you, you can normally find that stuff online. And it is more expensive than regular salt, but, you know, you don't need much of it, really. I mean, it takes, let's face it, a pound of salt lasts the average family quite a while.
You know, Darren, if we ever get to the point where the grid is down and we're taken back to the 1800s, salt's going to be a very valuable commodity.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Romans were paid in salt. That's where the word salary comes from. In Latin, they call it salarium. Basically, it comes from salt, sal.
Wow. Okay, folks, put salt down on the list and make sure you get that before the grid goes down. Darren, also, I believe that there was an announcement you wanted to share with us.
A lot of our listeners and customers have been contacting us over the last couple of years saying there's no healthy storable food out there. And we don't have the machines to vacuum pack it and nitrogen seal it ourselves. We'd really love it if you'd come out with a storable food supply. And so the last year, we've been working on it, trying to determine what we would put in a food preparedness pail. And we determined that it needed to be organic because everything else out there was not organic. And why store food full of pesticides? The other thing we thought was, okay, what ingredients are we going to put in it? And we wanted to put ingredients that were mostly gluten-free. And so everything in the pail, with the exception of the oats, is gluten-free. And oats, in general, are gluten-free, by the way. But the issue with oats is that sometimes they're processed in plants that actually also process wheat. So if you're a serious gluten-intolerant person, then oats might not be the best choice for you. But, you know, we went and looked into that. What's got the most nutrition? What can you prepare easily? And let's have some things in this pail that you could just add water to, or that you could sprout, or that you could even eat dry. So we've got rolled oats in there. We have millet. We have brown rice. We have green lentils and garbanzo beans. Now, both of those can be soaked, and then they can be sprouted. We also have black beans and pinto beans. We have organic quinoa. We have an organic pancake mix that's a gluten-free pancake mix, and organic powdered milk to go with your rolled oats. You mix water with it to rehydrate it and make cereals, or you can mix it, of course, with your pancake mix to make your pancakes. We have an organic sprout blend, so there's a few different beans like pulses, like lentils, even radish seeds, and other seeds that sprout real easily, and then we dried it. So it's like a snack blend, a pound of that. can actually just eat that as a snack. There's organic sprouted sunflower seeds you can eat as a snack, or you can add some to your cereal if you have your organic rolled oats. We have organic chia seeds that also can be eaten as a snack, and they're really rich in good fats. We have one Enerfood in there, but it's vacuum-packed, and that goes into your storable food. And then we have organic miso powder and organic Cajun spices. So you actually have something to prepare your meals with to give it a little bit of flavor, which is really good. So if you look at the quantity of food in here, there's 288 total servings per pail, and it equates to a 40-day, 40-night food supply for one person. It's, a great, great food supply. There's 5 pounds of the oats, 4 pounds of the millet, 4 pounds of the brown rice, 3 pounds of the lentils, 3 pounds of the garbanzo beans, 2 pounds of the black beans, 2 pounds of the pinto beans, and 2 pounds of the quinoa. And then in addition, we've got the pound of the pancake mix, the pound of the powdered milk, a pound of the sprout blend, a pound of sprouted seeds, one Enerfood, 8 ounces of chia seeds, and then 4 ounces of miso powder and 2 ounces of spices. So you've got everything you need in there to prepare meals for one person for 40 days. And that one person will eat well for 40 days. So even two people could survive off it if push came to shove for 40 days.
And Darren, I'm thinking of the tornado ravished zones of the country, or where the grid's down, or where the flooding. Someone can throw that pail in their car, or they have to go to the motel or be with family or somewhere else. They won't have to stand in a FEMA line, will they, if they have this?
Absolutely. And the thing is, I'm not sure if you've seen the menu at the FEMA line before, but the food they feed you is hardly nutritious.
So having this preparedness pail is not something to get it and eat daily. It's something for the emergency, I understand, right?
That's the intention of it. I mean, if push came to shove and you lose your job, or there's a disaster, start using it. Or if money's tight, of course you can start using it. But we've actually had people calling in the last few weeks because we've had an introductory price up until today that we've talked about on the show for the last few weeks, and had some emails going out, but it's not going up much. We're just going up to $228. It was $199. This is all organic, and when you look at many of the preparedness foods out there, they have MSG in them. They have high salt and high fat content, bad fat, that is, hydrogenated oil. They have very often high levels of sugar or other sweeteners in them, even artificial sweeteners. And they're upwards of $500 for the same amount of days of food. We feel that we've put something together that can really give a family what they need. And it has a 10-year shelf life, but if you store it at 60 degrees or less, it has a 20-year shelf life. That, to me, is money in the bank, really, in the sense of you store something away, you've got good quality food to rely on in the case of any disaster. And we've had people purchasing pallets of it. They'll get one pallet. A pallet will last a family of four for a year if they want to really store some food for long term, or a family of eight for 6 months. Or we'll have churches getting together or groups getting together and ordering a pallet. And with a pallet order, the price comes down to $189 per pail, and it will ship for free too. We take care of the shipping if you order a whole pallet. And other people have been asking about shipping and wondering, well, what's it going to cost to ship it? Because that weighs a bunch, right? It's like almost 32 pounds. And the $228 price, we're only charging our normal $8.95 shipping on top of that. So we're kind of eating a good chunk of the shipping.
Okay, Darren, so can you give out your phone number one more time?
Absolutely. It's 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Now, if the website's back up, it's www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Awesome, Darren. Well, thanks a lot for coming and sharing all this information. There was never enough time to glean from your brain.
Love to come on again sometime soon and talk about any subject you'd like me to talk about in regards to health.
Great. All right, Darren. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Nathan.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, it looks like we're reaching the halftime mark. In the second half of the program after the break, I am going to be talking about the weather changes that are happening right now. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
right. Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, June 21st, 2011, the year of our Lord. And today is the first day of summer, my friends. The first day in the Northern Hemisphere where the sun is going to blast the residents of the land with challenging days. Some of us may feel the heat more than others. The weather forecasts tell us that it's going to be pretty challenging for those of you living in the South. I grew up in Texas in the earlier years of my life, and I remember how uncomfortable it was to be in an area full of high humidity. I don't like humidity, folks. That's why I left Texas and then moved to Colorado, and then I left Colorado and moved even further north to the inland northwest of Idaho. But summer is here, my friends, and the canvas of upcoming events is going to tell us how friendly summer's going to be to the residents of the land. And here we are in day one of the summer, and only time will tell how merciful summer is going to be to the residents of the land. Before I move any further, I want to say this. If you appreciate the messages of this ministry, which include the messages on the Survive to Thrive program and the sermons that I put out at my website, my friends, this ministry survives only through your support. So I want to ask you to take it to the Lord in prayer, and we appreciate your blessing of support. The address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. My friends, so much is happening right now, and I come to you today with a deep concern. Why? Because over the last few years, I have published articles and released sermons and audio messages which were a cry of warning. Warning of the things approaching on the world's horizon. And the warnings that I shared were graciously revealed through the Holy Spirit. What do I mean by that? Well, the Holy Spirit has allowed me to hear His voice and to see some prophetic visions. And I have shared many of those things on this program. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. But over the years, at the time that I was sharing some of the warnings of what was to come, many of the things at that time had not yet appeared. So my voice was a voice of impending doom. And I cried out that we needed to get ready, to get strong, to repent of our failed deeds, and to learn to find God's comfort. And thank God many people have answered the challenge. Many people have begun to get ready, but also some people have not. Some people got angry. Some people denied. Some doubted. Some threw stones. You name it, folks. There was a laundry list of responses. Some scoffed. Some received. Some prayed about it and bore witness with what they heard. And then time passed by. And now here we are. But when I summarize many of the warnings that I have been given by the Holy Spirit, only a minimal portion of them have begun. There are a lot more things that are coming, my friends. The years ahead are going to be very trying and challenging for all of us. And that's why the number one thing that all of us can do is to discover God or rediscover God in a new way that we've never encountered before in the past. Over the last few weeks, I have been watching a development in part of the United States that has been one of the subjects of a prophecy that I shared over 2 years ago. And right now I would like to share, to give a flashback of that prophecy, and then I'm going to talk about the events that are coming. By the way, on my website, I have a link called Prophecy, Dreams, and Visions. And on that link, I have published some of the prophecies that God has revealed and shared with me. I also have many, many other prophecies that I have not published, but most of them can be found in the recorded messages that I have made over the last few years. But the one I'm going to share right now is called There Shall Be Drought in the Land, a Word of Fallow Ground Judgment. And this was published on March the 18th, 2009, which, what is that, March, April, May, June? That's 2 years and 3 months ago. But this is what it says. Behold, men's hearts have not followed him. And that's talking about God. Men's hearts have not feared him. They are parched in the wasteland of their idols and deception. That means that many people, since they don't follow God and do not fear God, their lives are enveloped with the ways of the world and the deceptions of the world and the idols of the world. It goes on, neither do they thirst for him, the river of life. Neither do they desire to bathe by the brook of his cleansing fountain. That means they don't want to repent. The soil of their hearts is dry and fallow. And still the holy messengers cry out, come to the river and drink. But the people would not have it. My friends, how true is it that the messengers of God and those that cry out, challenging the people to repent, pleading with the people to repent, asking the people to repent and to look inward at their heart, most people will not have it. Most people do not want to do that. And it goes on, for they desired their own cup, the drink of their toils, their sip of the earth. Therefore, and here's where the prophecy starts talking about what was going to come upon the land. Therefore, their land shall become a desert. Their plantings shall dry up as dust. Their land shall be sick. It shall harvest death. Their visitation shall be a drought from above. The sun shall give her portion, and their cattle shall starve to flesh and bone. They rejected him, the champion of their soul. Therefore, their champions of the land, their herds shall be destroyed. So what that is saying right there is that the sun is going to get very hot, scorching weather was going to arrive upon the land, and cows, cattle, steers, the herds of the land would have no food to eat. So they would begin to hunger and waste away to skin and bones. It goes on, until their cries come to heaven, it shall be done. Until the people turn back, it shall be done. Their herds shall groan because the sleeping ones do not cry out to heaven. Where are those that seek? Where are those that thirst? Where are the voices and the cries of his people? Behold, they are in the place of his shelter, but the others shall have no remedy. Nathan Liao, March 18th, 2009. That was a prophecy the Holy Spirit gave me about the land of America, that drought was going to come and that drought was going to scorch the land. And over the last several weeks, I have been watching this very thing down in the southern part of the country. So for the remainder of this program, I have some news reports right here that I'm going to share because I want to talk about this, folks. When the Holy Spirit gives a warning, a prophetic warning, it's not so the messenger can say, ha ha, I told you so. It occurs because God is trying to send a message to the residents of the land so that the residents can turn from their ways and their darkness. My friends, the land of America is now in great darkness. And as the prophecy even mentioned, this thing is going to be played out in the United States. It's going to happen until the people cry out for mercy, in repentance, in sorrow. I find it very interesting that as these things are starting to happen, I am still not hearing the cry of repentance. Oh yes, I do hear the cry that we should pray for rain. Folks, let's pray for rain. Have faith in God and pray for rain. But if a cry for rain does not include the cry of repentance and the confession of sin, then those prayers are going to be ineffective and they're going to be in vain. I have a story right here. It says more than 281,000 square miles of the United States are now in drought. Now, folks, think about that. 281,000 square miles. This area is equal to the 13 Northeast states in Washington, D.C. As of this week, which was 2 days ago in this report, 7.54% of the United States, including, now get this, folks, Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico, is in exceptional drought. Now, exceptional drought is the worst drought to be in. Now, get this, folks. 65% of the state of Texas is in the exceptional drought category. This includes Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Brownsville, Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, and Wichita Falls. Guess what else, folks? This is a national record. Now, what does this mean? It means that the fourfold judgment, which I have cited many times and talked about many times, is blasting through the land right now. The fourfold judgment includes famine, the sword, pestilence, and evil wild beasts. I've gone into great detail to explain what those things mean. You can find articles on my website as well as audio messages that explain the fourfold judgment. Now, my friends, I want to challenge each and every one of you to really become familiar with the fourfold judgment. This judgment is real because God is real. The scriptures warn us that when a nation sins and goes against the statutes of God and begins to depart from the statutes of God, God's going to judge the land with the fourfold judgment. And famine is one of those categories. And how does God visit the land with famine? It's through various means, but one of them is drought. It's when the heavens close. Now, is it a coincidence? My friends, there are no coincidences with God. And as long as there is no repentance over this land, this drought is going to linger and it's going to do its damage. And we're going to see the return of topsoil blowing away, dust storms. There have been dust storms that have been recorded in Arkansas as well as other parts of the state of Texas. Now, as I said, I have a few reports, but this drought is not only happening in the state of Texas. The drought is including many states in the South, which includes Atlanta, Georgia, and South Florida. Florida right now is facing a shortage of water. There are four counties in southeastern Florida that are experiencing exceptional drought. And even though they had weekend rains, South Florida water supplies are well below normal. The counties of Broward and Palm Beach have water levels in the lowest 10% compared to the usual average for this time of year. So they are 90% below normal. And these counties in southeastern Florida, Palm Beach County and Broward County, have a more than 20-inch rainfall deficit since October. So it's going to take a very, very rainy summer to move their water requirements back to normal. They're very dry right now. So those of you that are in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. Now, the rainy season is supposed to be starting right now, but it has not produced anything close to what they need for the requirements of the population. The city water in Palm Beach could run out in just 22 days. Imagine that, folks. In the state of Georgia, in Atlanta, many of the streams in South Georgia are running dry with zero flow. And at this time of the year, this is one of the earliest ever recorded episodes of their streams running dry this early in the year. And they're even saying that the only thing that's going to rescue them, their only hope, is to have a tropical storm pass through their state. And already there are more than 20 counties in South Georgia that are seeking federal disaster declarations for their crop losses. And then when we move further west in the state of Mississippi, Mississippi is also experiencing a drought. And many of the farmers in South Mississippi are saying that it's almost impossible for them to even break even with their plantings. Biloxi has only received just a little over 1 inch of rain since the end of March. And in that same amount of time, they usually receive 10.5 inches of rain. So they are only getting 10% of their regular rainfall. And folks, those numbers are incredible. They're 90% below normal, just like Atlanta. The farmers in Mississippi, they're struggling to find ways for their crops to survive. Some of the farmers are reporting that it's going to get hard to even break even this year. Also, some of the growers are saying that in addition to the lack of rain, which does hurt, even when the plants get watered with creative ideas and creative ways, many of them are watching their plants wither up and die because of the heat of the sun. The sun is actually burning the leaves of plants. It's scalding them. So this is occurring from Florida to Georgia to Mississippi and several of the states in between. Now, in addition to those states, the state that is really, really getting hammered with drought is the state of Texas. And I want to talk about the state of Texas. Those of you that are listeners in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. We are only witnessing the very, very beginnings of this story. But the end result is going to be a very challenging result, and that is that the crops are going to fail and that this country is going to be challenged with more expensive food. Already, the winter crop was destroyed in Texas and in many parts of Mexico. You folks remember that? That's why tomatoes are so expensive now, and many of the leaf vegetables are expensive now. So we had that happen in the winter, and now here we are in the summer, and there's not enough water to help the crops grow. I have a story here from the Houston Chronicle, and it says, only frustration flows in the upper Guadalupe. The Hill Country River hasn't been this dusty and desolate for half a century. Now, folks, think about that. Over 50 years. And this story talks about the Guadalupe River is actually drying up. It's become a dry riverbed. And in some parts of this river, where it is normally 150 feet wide and 6 feet deep, it is now just dry rock. The river doesn't even flow through it any longer. And there are riverside homes that are now cliffside homes because there's no water in the river. It goes on to say that there's large white rocks piled in the middle of what used to be a stream. And this is the driest 8-month period in Texas history. Right now, folks, it's very hot in Texas. There are wildfires in Texas. There is no end in sight. Now, Texas has been hotter and drier in the past, but never this early in the year. And when they say hot and dry, folks, they are breaking records right now in the hundreds. And then at night, it's in the high 90s. It's scorching right now. And farmers are losing billions of dollars in income, even as livestock and commodity prices remain high. The water wells in the rural portions of the area are drying up. The wildlife populations are thinning out because the herds have no water to drink, so they're dying. So this is going to affect the hunters that are going to hope for a deer this coming fall. Folks, think about that. After the Depression really gets going, and if the days ever came where food was hard to come by and people needed to resort to hunting, how can people hunt when the wildlife population has died because of drought? That's what we're looking at in the state of Texas. And get this, folks, even in the area of Austin, scorpions and tarantulas are being driven out of the heat, and they're seeking water, and they're going into houses. So those of you in the Austin area, be careful that the critters don't crawl under your blankets while you're asleep. Ooh, now that's a terrifying image. Sorry I brought that up. Fruit trees are dying. They are withered and turning brown. And no matter how hard people try to water them, the trees are just dying because they're not getting enough water. The San Antonio water system is facing the most drastic water restrictions that they have ever seen. As the story goes on, it says that their only hope is to have a hurricane bring rain to the Hill Country. So their only hope is a storm that's going to cause damage. Isn't that interesting, folks? The only hope for a farmer is the hope of a storm that would do devastation to their neighbors. Farmers and ranchers will be feeling the effects for a long time, as the soil moisture is going to take years to replenish. And the losses to the state are already in the billions and billions of dollars. This is also challenging for people because their wells are at record lows. You know, folks, one of the biggest preparation items that we always hear about is to have water. Be sure that you have storable water or a source of water or a place that you can find water. But what do you do when you live in a drought-stricken area where water is hard to come by? What do you do, folks? For those of you that are living in Texas, what do? Well, you can't give up, and you can't say, well, I'll do it when I get around to it. My friends, I share this information because that means that some of you that are in these drought-stricken areas are going to need to adjust their plans a little bit, somewhat, or maybe even a lot. Perhaps you're going to need to obtain some large storage containers that can hold water, cisterns or barrels that are safe for water, and maybe you have to put them in your truck and drive a little ways to fill them up. But my friends, don't wait till the last minute. If you live in one of these drought-stricken areas, take the extra measures that are necessary to find extra water, because you don't want to be caught without water. This thing is not going to improve, folks. This water shortage is going to affect many, many different categories of the economy, of lifestyles, and of food production. And according to many of the farmers that are down there, many farmers have a lot to lose. And one of the products that is grown in Texas is cotton. And there's another report that I have right here. It says Southwest cotton farmers may end up abandoning. Now get this, folks. In Texas, they might end up abandoning more than 2 million acres of cotton that they could have sold for more than $1.30 a pound. But now the Southwest crop is a failure because there's not enough water to grow the cotton. I have another story here from Amarillo, Texas. This one says that the drought is causing cattle supplies to diminish. Now, this story comes from TV News Channel 10 from Amarillo, and it talks about the price of beef rising very soon because more and more cattle ranchers are having to sell their herds because of the extreme drought. This is the driest 8-month period Texas has seen since the 1900s. That's over 100 years. And because of that, the farmers are having to cull their cattle, sell their herds, because they can't afford to feed their cattle. Now, as farmers continue doing this and as they keep downsizing their herds, this is going to decrease the ability for the cattle ranchers to replenish, because the more cows that they get rid of, that's going to be less calves that they're going to have in the future. So what that means is this is going to have a reciprocal result in the population of beef and in the harvest of beef. So the beef harvest is going to be affected for several years. So listen to this news report that I have right here from Channel 10 News. Listen to this, folks.
You may be paying much more for beef in the near future. News Channel 10's Angelina Perez has more on how one beef specialist says the drought will soon hit your wallet.
Each week without rain, a cattle producer is forced to sell 5% of their cattle. And with fields like this empty, you soon may face the impact. With the drought continuing, ranchers are selling more of their heifers, which lead to fewer calves in the future. The AgriLife Extension Office says with fewer calves on the market and more cows being slaughtered, it may take several years for producers to restock their herds. With the inability to restock the cow supply, cows will not be able to meet the demand for beef.
Major impact of this drought from a beef standpoint will be 2 to 3 years down the road. Currently, our cattle numbers in the United States are at a point that they've not been since the 1950s. Our cattle inventory in the United States is at the levels it was in the mid-1950s.
Those levels are extremely low compared to the past. Officials say the decrease in cattle in our area is because of ranchers slaughtering more and a high amount of exporting. Live in North Amarillo, Angelina Perez, News Channel 10.
Wow. Incredible, isn't it, folks? And isn't it also interesting that the prophecy that the Holy Spirit gave over 2 years ago is now coming true because the sun is killing the hay and the wheat and the food for the cattle? Folks, this thing is going to be affecting every one of us. It's going to be affecting the price of beef at the corner grocery store for several years. Now, if this is going to play out over several years, what if the economy has stalled by then in 2 or 3 years? What if we are mired in the next chapter of the Depression in the next 2 or 3 years? What's going to be the protein source by then? What other factors are going to be a part of the equation by then? Folks, indeed, over and over on these programs, you hear me talk about getting food in advance, getting protein sources, getting different meat sources, making the sacrifice that it takes to be able to have these stored up for the day of the unexpected event. And my friends, those days of unexpected things are now here. It's only going to get worse, my friends. Right now, the state of Texas has 97% of its real estate in drought of one level or another. 97%, my friends. Out of that 97%, over 60% is in the very highest level, the exceptional drought level. And because of this, that's also affecting wildfires. And right now, Texas is a tinderbox. I have another story here from the Houston Chronicle. It says that Grimes County, Texas is a tinderbox. Blazes are raging across the state, and they're forcing evacuations, and they're breaking records as flames rampage through dry grass and parched pines. Now, the record that is being broken right now, folks, Texas has already seen nearly 3 million acres burn so far this year. That's the most since the Texas Forest Service started keeping records. The Forest Service spokesmen have said that no one even remembers ever seeing 3 million acres burn. And this year, it's happening. Now, last year, in the year of 2010, Texas saw around 300,000 acres. This year, it's 10 times worse, 3 million acres. Right now, there are over 20 fires burning in Texas. So Texas is a tinderbox. There are people that have said they have never, ever known Texas this dry before. The pine timbers are dying left and right, so they are fuel for fires right now. Out of the 10 largest fires, 6 of the 10 largest in their history have occurred this year. So far, folks, these statistics are incredible. Now, is all of this going to stop by this fall? Will the scorching heat go away and will the skies have mercy on the crops through the hand of God? That only remains to be seen, my friends. The Bible does say that if my people would humble themselves and cry out and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and heal the land. Is it going to happen? Will the land be healed? Will the people repent? Will vigils be called, vigils of repentance, to stop this? I don't know, folks. I really don't know. I wish it would, but I continue to say over and over on these programs that, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a challenge to do this. So, my friends, those of you that are living down there in Texas, I hope that you, being one of the remnant, would be protected by God and would be provided for by God. But in the event that it is your area's turn for the judging hand of God, and if it's not going to be stopped and it's going to continue, my friend, I also want to challenge you with this. Seek God about possibly relocating, if at all possible, if you have the means to do it. If you have the ability to do it. You know, there are many, many areas of this country that are getting ravished by the earth that is groaning and travailing right now. The drought is occurring in the south. My friends, please do not take these things lightly. If perchance some of you that are listening to this message feel yourself a little discouraged or wrought with fear, folks, I don't share these messages to fill you with fear. I share them to warn of the things that are coming so that you can do something about it. So that you can get your spiritual house in order. So that you can seek to tap into God's provision. My friends, God's provision is available for all of us. He promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. Yes, these days are going to be trying and challenging. But the purpose of this is so that people will come back to God in repentance and so that we would learn righteousness. Over and over on these programs, I have shared that there is a purpose for all of this. It is a purging that needs to happen. Because today, there are too many wrinkles in the church, in the bride of Christ. There are too many areas of tolerance in our lives. God wants to shake us so that those things can come off. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Folks, stay safe. Continue to be vigilant. Go to my website. Hear the messages. Rediscover God in your life. Rediscover your portion. God bless you, folks. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.